Kuf Zainam Beis Vishar Shkotzim. So the Mishnah said, for other Shkotzim, the halacha is that the Chebu Behen is Potter, Tzarech is Chayiv, Shalot Tzarech is Potter. Morris says, Hargon is Chayiv, but Chebul is Potter, but Hareg is Chayiv. Mantana, Amr Birmiya. So who was the Tana who told that Hareg by these other things is Chayiv? Rabbi Eliezer, he. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Hareg Kino B'Shabbos, Kahareg Gomel B'Shabbos. So Shkotzim Ramoshim includes even the insects, and that'll include even the insects. So it says he holds it even a Kino, and Kino is Chayiv according to Rabbi Eliezer. It's a mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef has a question on Rabbi Yirmiyah's statement, because I can't look pligir of an aleder b'liyazer ella b'kino. The only argument regards to kino, the ain't a part of a rabba. Kino is something which, whatever this kino is, Chazal understood that it's something which is, it doesn't, it's spontaneous generation. It doesn't go through the regular process of being born. Abba shar shkotzim b'ramoshim the part b'rabban lo pligir. They don't argue on everything else, so why are you assuming the Mishnah is referring to Kino and therefore saying it's going like Rabbi Eliezer? It's referring to any type of Shkotzim or Moshim, and then it'll go even according to the Rabbanon. Mishneim lo lomdua ela me'elim. The source for where they had in the Mishkan the Melacha of Nesil Seshama was the Elim, which they would shech to get the skins to use in the process of making the coverings for the Mishkan. Rabbi Eliezer saw Rekhi Elim. Ma Elim Sheyesh Behem Netilas Neshama. Of course, Sheyesh Behem Netilas Neshama. So they have to be like the Elim, which haven't, there's an act of taking it, killing it, Netilas Neshama. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Come along, Rabbanan saw Rekhi Elim, Ma Elim Depar Merovin. Of called the Par Barov, it has to be a neshama which came through the normal process of pre-barivia, as opposed to something which whatever was there was generated spontaneously. Amalei Abai says to Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand this whole thing. Mekina ain't Par Barov. You tell me Mekina is not Par Barov. V'omremar, we have a statement that the Tana says. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yosheb, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Zon, the Bereshim sits the whole day. The more the Bereshim talks about what does he do during the day, we had an Avodah Zorah, I'll lay the Maramachim on the side. So he's Yosheb, Vizon Mikarnei Re'emim, from the Karnei Re'emim, which is the very large animal, all the way down, Vad Beitzei Kinim, to the eggs of the Kinim. So if they have eggs, it means that there's a process of eggs which are laid. So it's not called spontaneous generation. They come out of eggs. Some more answers that Rabbi Yosef answers, Minahu Demikri Beitzei Kinim. Beitzei Kinim is actually not the egg. There's a different min called Beitzei Kinim, which is separate from what we're referring to when we say Kinim. So, not clear nowadays what we have is the kina, which the chachamim we're referring to, or we have the kina, which is comes from Beit HaKinah. So, more says, well, Tanya, different Bryce talks about Tfuyi u Beit HaKinah. So, there's this, the two different things called Beit HaKinah again, so. Morant says, Minahu de Mikri Beit Zekinim. Okay. In general, just the approach to the spontaneous generation issue. So there's about three or four different approaches to the science over here. One is that there's I guess you call it the most traditional approach, right, is that there is some knowledge of science which the Chachamim have, which the scientists don't have yet, and there is such a min, whatever this min is, which we haven't identified, which does have such a process. That's the I guess you call it the literalist's approach, which, you know, scientists tell you is impossible. you know, scientists will tell you a lot of things that are impossible, and 10 years from now they'll eat their words. So I, you know, yeah. But so, not so small from it. Maybe I'm becoming cynical and jaded in my old age. Okay, that's one approach. Second approach is that that there's some other other underlying explanation of what the Morse is referring to, i.e. that it takes place at a very, very microscopic level, therefore halachically it's considered as if it did not go through the process of priya viriya, the same way we don't consider killing, you know, you wash your hands with your antiviral soap and your antibacterial soap, and you're killing, you know, they tell you you're killing 14 million bacteria in every single wish of your hands, so why am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? Because we know they're living organisms, but that takes place at a microscopic level, so it's irrelevant. So Chazal is referring to some type of min, where it takes place at such a level, which it's, therefore it's dealt with as if it's not part of a rabba. That's approach which is used by a lot of people. There's a third approach which comes along and says that Chazal had a masara that this halacha was something which was mutter, and they explained it based on their understanding of the science of their generation, but even though the science has changed, the halacha would still remain the same because Chazal had a masara that this is true, that they held that there's no din of the Tilsa Shama on these kinim. The fourth approach, which is the Chiddush of the Ben Avraham and the Rambam, is that Chazal were using the science of their generation, and now that the science has changed, the halacha changes, which is a very slippery slope type of approach to the issue. That's the Gemara. So you missed the first half of the Gemara, yeah.
Yes.
Right. The Gemara uses the two interchangeably. Kabbalistically use them differently, but the more does not differentiate between them. So that's which then creates, you know, what the Rambam would say. So then, and if nowadays we find out that the Chazal were right, so then the halacha goes back. That it's all, you know, it'll change from generation to generation in the hands of the scientists. There's a in general, the approach of Ben Ramaram, which is what it was, the approach was also mentioned, not in regards to this point specifically, but it was mentioned. By, it's not, he's not the only one who says it, but the later Poskim, the other Poskim, have said that it's an opinion of Ben Ramaram. He has a right to say it, obviously, but it's not considered the standard approach in halacha, and we're not going to change any elements of halacha because of a scientific discovery. And therefore, obviously, there's areas in halacha which we do use scientific discoveries. I mean, you know, we're not we have we're not the scientific the Christian Church which puts you know, Copernicus into excommunication for his discoveries of. But if the Gemara is given an explicit psak on something, to come along and say that it changed because of the science, that's going to be very, very problematic to understand it. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman, interesting, when the Nishans of Rome was writing in regards to certain refuahs in the Gemara, so well, as we'll see, some of the refuahs they don't make any sense to us, etc. So one answer is Nishano Tivim, which the nature of people have changed. Another answer is they were using the science of their days, but nowadays the science changes, and therefore you're going to change halachic issues of what you're allowed to do on Shabbos, etc., based on that. So he says that's considered, that was always considered in the generations as the minority opinion, and you should mention that it exists as a Yeshar Mrim in the Sefer, when he wrote the Sefer and those things. But you should mention that is not, the Psak has been decided not like that opinion. So Ben Avraham Rambam has a right to say it is a minority opinion, but it's a minority opinion. So that's the general approach, the four ways to approach these issues. Okay, for the Markasha, very parish, the poor of a rabba. Even you agree that the parish, which is usually translated some type of a bed bug or something, which that everybody agrees is part of a rabbi. Tanya had saw parash b'shabbos Rabbi Eliezer mechayev Rabbi Shula is poiter. So this fully okay. So they say that Yeshua is poiter. So how you understand that? Like what's where does that come from? If your source is from the Elim, so why is it different than the Elim? It's part of a rabbi. Some Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says to. Or says, say the Hariga Karamisa, you're asking from say the to Hariga, we're talking about different things. Ad Kan Lopligi Rabbi Eliezer, Yeshua, Ella, the Machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua is by Tzeda. excuse me. They're arguing the Mar Sover, Dover Shein Bemino Nitzur is Chayiv, Mar Sover Potter. They're arguing with something which the general approach, this is a type of an item which people do not catch and capture in order to use them. At best, they capture them in order to get them out of their hair, excuse me. So there's no purpose of. So is that called the type of a thing which the act of tzedo is applicable to? So that's the machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer b'Shua. Avlin yin hariga for the b'Shua mighty. B'Shua agrees that the halacha of hariga on it. So that's not an issue. Rashi, Gomel, six lines up from the narrow lines. Gomel, mishum the gadol who not five lines up. The gadol who inoculates. The example, Gomel was very big, so much is very obviously has a loch of the Tzil Shama. They were not from the Elim. Elim me'odamim, they would dye the Elim skins red. Shinishal tu malamlechas ha-mishkan, they were shechted for the lechas ha-mishkan. Bishil are resein to get their skins, get their hide. The Bohomer Mar, Bishmai to Kamaisha themselves about the Zorah, says Beitze Kinim. So what's that? Because the Chodayt of Kinim, Ketanim, Kesher Yotzim, and Beitzeim, the Bereshim is Mazon them from the moment they come out of the eggs and onwards. Hatzafuyen, Shirutz Hatzafuyen, Ubeitze Kinim, Mestisa Hibol Yadana Hechatan, Rosh, I'm not familiar where this, what this Bryce was talking about, but there's a Bryce which talks, because it doesn't say anything about it. It says, the so-and-so and so-and-sos, what about them? I don't know what about them. I'm not sure what about them. But there's Rice which says, talks about them. At Sud Parish, Mimokum Sheno Nitzid, but I mean, you catch in a place where it's not caught yet. Kigurin Me'al Gabi Karka, I mean, Begotum Mimokut, says, if it's inside the garment, so maybe it's considered Nitzid already. If it's outside, it's not caught yet, so you catch it. So Rishua says, Lesser says, Chai, Rishua says, but. Okay. So the Gemara. The Mishnah said, Hatzar on the Tzarech is Chayiv, and Shalot Tzarech is Potter. Mantana Amr of Yehuda Amr Rav, Rav Shimon, he Amr Lachashen Tzich Lagufa is Potter. It's Lachashen Tzich Lagufa. If you're doing it Shalot Tzarech, so it's Lachashen Tzich Lagufa, and you're Potter. Okay, Ikin the Mas Nilo Aho. Some people have the statement that the Rabbi Yehuda Rav said in reference to a different Mishnah. It says, "Amapas Mursa B'Shabbos Im Lasis Lopez Chayiv Im Lohetzim Emen Oleches Potter." So, if a person does it to opens up the Mursa to just take out the Lecha, it's Lachas that he's Potter. So, Man Tana Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav Rav Shimon He Damar Lachas Shenetzich Lagufa is Potter Leah. So, it's not considered. It's an act of Boina. You made an opening, but you're not using the opening. So, therefore, because the definition of making a Pesach in Halacha is it's made for going in and out. If it's going, well, it goes one direction. In other words, you just want to let out the pus, and then you don't care if it closes up again. Does not get Halacha considered you made a Pesach, you made a doorway. So the Halacha here is you were Mesak and you did Binyan, because you created a usable opening. A usable opening, the definition is it goes multidirectional. So, but you have it, the Maisa, you could use it for that, the Taras, but you don't need it for that, so that's called Melacha Shena Tzichu L'Gufa. Vika Demasi Lo Aha, and there's a third approach where you apply it to. That's on the place where your third way to approach this, where Rabbi Yehuda Rav said a statement. Hatzad Nochash B'Shabbos, a person catches a snake. Im Misasik Boi Shal Yishchenu, if his goal is just to stop it from biting him, is Potter. Im Rafu, he's catching it for the purpose of Rafu to get the catch a snake and take out the venom and use it for refuah, so then he's chai. Mantano, Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Rav, it's Rabbi Shimon, he damar malacha shetzich legufis patro leo. So all these three brises, all these three brises, or Mishnayis, would be understood to it, that they're going according to Rabbi Shimon. Fine. This is Rashi. L'hatzim and Aleich, the second wide line. The malacha shenitzich legufihi, shat pesach, he malacha. The malacha over here is making the opening. V'zein tzorech, I don't need a doorway over here. Lias kan pesach me'ash, I don't need a doorway anymore because I just need to let everything out and I don't care what happens to it. So nochish nam yihat seda hi, a malacha, over here the malacha is seda. V'zein tzorech l'seda, he doesn't need to capture it. Ela shaloi tishkan, he needs that it shouldn't bother him. V'im yodeya shatam, if he would know that it would stand still, lo tazikenu, lo hayitzot. He doesn't need the item, he just needs to leave him alone. So if he would know it's leave him alone, he wouldn't do seda. So it's malacha seda shikul l'kuta. So that's called that you don't need an opening, because you don't need a Pesach.
Right. It seems to be a different understanding of why it's okay. Why? Because you don't need the opening to last, you just need for whatever
period of time. But that's true, but the definition of saying you don't need the opening to last means you don't need a Pesach. But, fine.
Then it's
your Lagufa.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but that's not called effort. It's not a Pesach.
They don't care. At that point, he says, not going
to
hell.
Once you've done what you need, you don't care.
I'm saying, yeah, but you see, Rashi Manala, Rashi says, Potter the Mutter, the Ein Kan Tikkun. You didn't do anything. I mean, it's not called you did something even now. The definition of a Tikkun is creating a Pesach. It's not called you made a Pesach. It's not that you made a Pesach, it was a Tikkun, but it's okay because it doesn't last. It's not called Tikkun. Because I didn't create a Pesach. As far as I'm concerned, there is a Pesach there, but I didn't make a Pesach. Because I don't need it as a Pesach. So it's a Mokhtar Sikh Lagufa. Yeah. Okay. Well, it depends on your Meyachshav. Even right now, I don't need a Pesach. From this point on, at the beginning, I don't need a Pesach. Meyachshav is not a very clear word, what he means. You're saying from this point and onwards, he doesn't need, but at this point, he does need. I'm not clear that the Rashi means. Okay. Amr Shmuel. Ashela Dagman, again, we're talking about the malachas of Mesilas Hashama. Ashela Dagman, Yam, Kimish Yabash by Kesela is Chayv. If once it starts drying out, so even though it hasn't died yet, because it's still flapping around, but at some point in time it's dried enough that it's beyond the point of return. It's dead. So that's Chayv. That's considered that he killed it. Amar of Yosef Rehoven, Obein Snapirov, that this is referring to taking place between the fins. It probably means in the area of the gills. I'm not sure exactly what Snapirov means.
What? You mean the area where this thing is dry?
Yeah. So Amar Rav Ashi, the point is, you know, if the tail dries out, that's not what we're worried about. That's not called it's dead yet. You throw it back into the point is, if you throw it back into the seaway now, will it rejuvenate? So at some point, it's too late. Amar Rashi Latema Yavish Mamish, and not only that, it doesn't have to be totally dry to the touch. Ela Afilo the Ovid Riri. If you touch it, it's sort of like, well, it's drying out to the point that it'll have little strings pulling out of it when you're. Okay. What size fish?
Any fish.
If I touch a tuna fish, it's by one place, the whole tuna fish dies?
Big tuna fish, as soon as you touch it, I've caught tuna fish.
Yeah.
Slime that covers every fish. And when
right.
You touch it, that slime is gone. That
natural slime is gone. Other fish won't get near it, and it dies. It's just there. Okay. Yeah. Eventually. Catch and release does good. They talk about catch and release, but no. They make it for later. Okay. So the Moore says it starts drying out to the point that, you know, that if you touch it, it'll sort of like pull out some type of a, you know, crazy, like a liquidy, gooey thing off the fish. So that's already the point's called Yavish. Amr Marbar Hamduri, Amr Shmuel. So also talking again, we're talking about the killing things. So Amr Shmuel, he says, Ha'ishat yada lemei behema. If a person sticks his hand inside of the womb, and v'dildol uber shebemeya, and he cuts off the uber which is inside. Is chayiv. That's considered that he killed something. Okay, so he aborted the child. My timer. Amar Rava. So Rava said, Bar Hamduri asked me. So Bar Hamduri explained to me, and he said the following. Lav Amar Rav Sheshes. Didn't Rav Sheshes say the following? Hai man the Polish kesusha mihizmi vihigi. Is mechayev mishum erker davar megiduloi. So hachinami mechayev mishum erker davar megiduloi. So shusha is usually translated as hops, but apparently I'm not sure it's the hops that we're referring to, because our hops grow out of the ground, but this grows in the form of some type of a fungi. So it doesn't grow. There's no root system. It's not attached into the ground. So, but even so, if a person pulls it off, so it's considered chayiv, because that's where it's growing. That's its makom where it grows. So this is not any worse than that. This is called, you're taking erker davar megidula and it's chayiv. I'm not sure what the question was. I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, if we cut off a limb of the animal, would it be chayiv? Didn't kill it. So the issue of Moore seems to be saying maybe we should consider an uber as just a limb of the animal.
Yeah, it's a different piece of
it. Right, so if it didn't kill the animals, so Moore says it's not any different than Arkadav Mikadula. So that's an interesting thought process. It means we had a thought process, we cut off the animal's leg, he's not chai, but as long as it doesn't bleed, right, you know, so it wouldn't be chai, because it didn't kill a person, didn't kill an animal, and didn't bleed. So Moore says, no, but since you're taking something away from where it grows, that's enough to be chayiv. That's, well, milk is not a living limb.
Milk doesn't grow. It doesn't grow.
Right.
It didn't kill an animal. It didn't bleed.
Didn't bleed, right. I mean, if it didn't bleed, it was okay.
It didn't bleed.
Right. Omer Abaye. Haiman, the tallest pitra meuno the chatzpa is mechayiv mishum erker davar megidulei. So a person takes pitra is like, it's like a type of a mushroom, which, or some type of a barnacle, whatever, which grows on the handle of the pitcher of on the buckets, which go down into the water. So these things grow on it. So a person would take it off. It's growing on the bucket. Again, it doesn't have any type of root. It's chayiv because you're taking something away from where it lives. So Moshe Rav Hirshi, Rav Hirshi says, and how can that be any worse than hatelish mi'otzitz nokuv chayiv v'sheinu nokuv is potter, because it's not in the ground. So why is this more chayiv than the thing which grows in your your flower pot, the flower plot without a hole, it's not cold, it's growing in the ground. So why is this any worse? Our answer is Hosam Lav Hana Ravise, Hacha Hana Ravise. Over there it's not something which is normal growth is in this thing, but this is how this thing grows. It grows without being rooted. So that's considered enough to be chayv. Okay. If you recall, we had this at the end of the eighth parak, I think it was, double the issue where the person was using, taking rocks to use for kinul besakise, and some of the rocks had moss growing on them. And so that would be a problem of Erkar Dabar Megiddoi. Let's see Rashi. Shaladag, end of the fourth last line. It's already caught. So the issue is not seda. It's already in the little pond, whatever it is. It's caught, and he takes it out. Once it dries up, kisela kerech of sela, the diameter of the coin, the sela is chayv. Mishum the tilsa shama, the sula chay. It's no longer going to live, and that's called he did it. Aber viri. He touches it. There's these liquidy things which are coming out of his finger when he touches it. Dildul is ochr. He aborted it through this act of cutting it off. He explained me. We compare it to the case of Ksusha. Humlin. Just from the Reha Karka, so the Hizmis grow, and this Ksusha is taking off from that. Mechayiv al Pishenu Mechubar LeKarka. Kiramina by Amal Amor says, Me'avira Rabbi, these things grow in the air. Now, the Bach raises the question that the Gemara over there comes out the Maskana that. That actually me'ara karavi, not me'vira karavi. So if it's me'ara karavi, obviously he's chayiv. If it's growing from the yanika from the ground that we had before, you're cutting off the yanika by taking it off. So exactly how does that work over here?
Well, it could still be grown, just like it wasn't grown from the earth before. It's not grown from the earth now.
Okay, I guess at some point when you cut it off, it doesn't grow anymore. So that would be the Morsha Jachayev. So you have to say that at some point where it's but the Morsha is not Yechidish. Morsha Jachayev means you did stop the Yanika process, however that means how you stopped it. But the question was the Chiddush, if it grows from the grounds, it's of course Jachayev. And then how does it help us address our example of the abortion? Pitrius is boilin. Pitrius are a type of a moss or a fungi. Mona de chatzva pamim she gadol besvas hadli mimayim. It grows on the bucket. Shenanokim is potter. Mishum de lamechubar lebekarka oilim. It's not attached to the ground. So more answers over their life. Hanon revise. They derech zriya shom. You don't normally plant these things. You plant them on the ground, not in a flower pot. Abu Elu Sha'amarnu, who Ikir Gidulo, and this is the main place that they grow, is on these things. Okay. Yeah, the person would be taking it for. Right. I think so, yeah. Yeah, it's much interesting to go for you.
It's still awesome.
Jonathan wasn't planning on doing it this coming Shabbos. Okay. That was that look. Okay. Chayv Oif, Omer Rav Huna, Kaisen Tfilin al Gabi Urshal Oif Tor. You can write Tfilin and if you would take the skin of a kosher bird. And you would do the process of ibud to it. You make it into parchment, so you could write tefillin on it. Amar Rav Yosef, my kamash v'lon. The Eis Leor, so you tell me the Kiddush that it has a loch, someone has a lochic status of or. So you know, Chavu ben Chayiv, and Mishnah said, Chavu ben Chayiv, it's Chayiv, means it has or, like we said before, we said yesterday. So Amalei Abaya, Sabaya says to Rabbi Yosef, Tuba Kamashal, and tell me a very big thing. Dimi Masnisen Havamina Kim and the Isbe Nikvi, Nikvi, lo, but it has holes in it. You shouldn't write on someone which has holes. Kamash Malon, so it's come and tell me that it's okay. Ravuna's come and tell me that it's okay. Kedami Bimarova Kol Nekev Shet the Overisalov Eino Nekev. Even though it has the places where you plucked out the feathers, as long as they're small enough that when you're riding, the ink will ride over that as opposed to falling in and leaving a hole there. So if it's small enough that the ink will write over it, it's not does not have a loch, status of a neck. Meisir Rabbi Zeira, it says b'knofov of so by the oila, by oila's behema, you only put the boser on the mizbech, the flesh. Over here it says b'knofov l'hakshur is the or. They tell me that the or also goes onto the mizbech. Now, Visogodaitz or who, if you tell me, has a loch status of or, how could you marble the possibly marble? We know it has to be Boster. So Amalei Abaya, Sabaya says, or who, Brachmona Ravye. No, it's or, but the Torah said over here, or goes on the Mizbeach. You could ask me some, learn the version of what happened over here the following way. Reb Zera went like this. Reb Zera, Afanan Namitanino. Not he's saying it's a question, he's saying it's a proof. He says, Bechnof of the Rabbis is or. It's coming marba or vi amrit bishlama or who vitami that it's or hainu ditzuk krol rebuye. That's why the pasuk has to tell me that it, you could put. I know normally it's only busters. The pasuk says all over here even or goes on the mizbeach. But if you tell me eli amrit lav or who you tell me it's not or but it has a status of buster, so my ditzuk krol rebuye. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me that it go that well even the skin which has a look like or like buster. So if it has a look like buster, of course it goes on the mizbeach. What's the chiddush? So why do you need a pasuk for that? I can tell you that lav orhu, that it's not considered. It's considered baser. So if it's considered baser, so why do I need a pasuk to be marbit? The itzuch. So chalatamin the kibin the isbe pirtzi is moyis. I would think since it has like all these gaps and holes, it looks strange. It's not the preferred type of thing which you would be putting on the mizbeach. It's not doesn't look so covetic to throw on the ore as is, let's say. So therefore, the puzzle needs to tell me that you put on the mizbeach anyway.
What would they look like? I mean, they've got to be pretty small. Bird skin's got to be pretty small. How much would you write on a bird skin? What's it got to be?
That's on the kind of bird. What about
what? Large,
I
guess. Mm-hmm. Has to be a kosher bird, though.
Right, correct. Canadian geese.
Oh, for what? We talk about horses, but then the rest of the
is not really described. Right. So, normally we know by Oilus Behemoth, the Torah specifies that. The or goes to the kahanim and the boser goes on the mizbeach. Now I get over here and it says, it tells me that, let's say, in case you would have, let's say the or would be separated. I'm not going to be separated, but the or would be separated. What would I do with it? Would I put the mizbeach or not? So, loch as you do. But that's for being marber from this boser to tell me that would go on the mizbeach. No, there is no halacha of the tuach normally. We put it, well, the puzzle is you put it on with the feathers. Even though it doesn't smell so good, but it makes it look like you're putting Rashi brings, because who usually brings a bird? An oni. So you want to make them as bad, full of its korban. You don't want to look like, you know, it's a little dinky. Take everything off, you know, all the feathers and all that, you know, the little piece of meat left, you know, the pork head, you know, pork head. You know, we're talking about a Ben Yonah, right? You're talking about a Ben Yonah, like, which is less than a year old, like, you know, how much meat is there on the thing anyway, right? Okay. Boy, me marber raid Ravina Mirav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Mao list of tulin agabi or shall dog tor. Can you use a fish skin? Amalei im yavo Eliyahu v'yomer. If Eliyahu will come and say. Gemara says, what does it mean? My Yoba Eliyoba, Eliyoba, come and say. So he can't come and tell me the halacha, because that's Lo B'Shemayim. He means he has to tell me we need some information about the Metzius, and for that Eliyoba would be a fine source of information, but we need the information. Well, what information are we looking for? Ilema, Id Isle or Idalesle or, if his job is to come and tell me that is this something which is or not. Chazinan the isle or, I mean, well, let's look at it. It has or. V'oid, we have a Mishnah. Hatanan atzamos hadog. V'oroi is matzilin ba'ol ha'meis. So anything which comes from the yam is not makabel tuma. So if you make a keli out of the or of a fish, it's not makabel tuma. If it's not makabel tuma, so it can block tuma in the ol ha'meis. Okay, Ella, what? Im yaba ela yova yarmer, I paska zuama mine, Eloi paska zuama mine. It's only considered when you process it and you do the process, is that considered that it changed enough, that it left off? There was obviously the animal hide has a tremendous amount of smell, dirt, etc., sweat, whatever we call it, that it's not something which is proper to use as a parchment yet, and the process of being ma'abed it allows that to be so. So we have to know, is that would this have the same status or not? Rashi. Nikri, Malkin Moshe of Noitzav. There's holes where the feathers. Loi nichta. I think you can't write the Rachmana Amar Uksav Tom Ksiva Tama Shleimo B'Lo Mufsek. It has to be a full Ksiva without any interruptions, and it has these little holes. You tear it in half. With the feathers are still on. Malagir says umakter kanofav. You put on the in your makter the feathers. Kol kanfei aguf. So kol balush is balas. Notice who adaka. And then the notes is like the down. Or is possible. Here the Torah saying the or is kosher to go on also. Pirzi hanu nikvi. It has these holes. You can't tell us whether it's good or not. That's halachically it's good or not. That's not except that we can't use them for that. But not some of our dog or mace the fish and makamun tuma. Kitanya Taraskanam or Yahul Ur Shabiyam. I think Ur Shabiyam have a din of tuma. So they don't have a din of tuma. But some of the dog nami kliyetsim the makabel and tuma mikol masa izim yafinala. If you make a keli out of bone, it does have a din of tuma. It says masa izim lobi dabra bom in izim. It comes out of the izim minar kanaim from the horn. If you make a keli out of the kanaim, out of the horns, I mean the tlafayim from the hooves and from the bones. I will dog him loy. It's only masa izim, something like you make out of the animal. So the first two is izim, your goats. Because they're makabel tuma, it's chutzim. If they have tuma, so it blocks tuma. Mishnah even sefles kalim, so it definitely has it has or. Fine. Shmuel b'karna habiyosvi aguda de nahar malka. So they were sitting on the banks of the river Malka. That was the name of the river. Chasino lemaya to kodoli b'achiri. So they saw the water was very choppy. And Rashi points out there was no wind and there was no storm. So they, what's going on over here? Why are all of these waves taking, if there's nothing causing it? And also the water was ochre, it had been stirred up and it was opaque, it was dark. So Amalei Shmuel, the Karna, Shmuel says the Karna, Gavra Rabba Ka'osi Mimarava. There's a big Tamachachim coming from a rabbi, and the water is coming to greet him. And the reason why it's ocher, as opposed to nice and pure, etc., because he's in pain, his stomach is bothering him. Kadalu Mayalak Bule Ape Kame, and the water is raising up to greet him. Zil Toile Akankane, go and check him out. Literally smell out his barrel. Ozel Ashkel Rav, so he went and met Rav. Rav was coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. Amalei Minayin Shekos the Tefillin El Agabi Or Behemet Tahara. How do you know the Tefillin has to be written Or Behemet Tahara? Amalei, that's easy. Dechsev Luman Tiyah Tarsa Shem Beficha Midarshem Min Amutu Beficha. So it has to be something which is allowed in your mouth. Minayin Adam Shehu Adam. How do we know that the definition of Dam and Aloch is that it's red? There's other different types of blood, liquids which come out of the body. Maybe those have a lach of dam. Shenemar vayiru moyav minegad es amayim adomim kedam. So it says red like blood. So blood is red. Minayin lemilah oisem malkam. How do we know milah is where the act of milah is? Maybe you're supposed to cut your skin somewhere else. So it says nemar kan or losim nemar lahalan or losim. It says by by orla of fruits, it says the word orlosa. Mal halan dabar shay supri, afkan dabar shay supri has to be part of the body which propagates. The more says ema liba, maybe orla means referring to the lab. You see, I'm not sure what exactly the Torah would be telling us to do. If it means cut something in the chest, I'm not sure exactly what the more sabbath mean it was. So that, I guess, we could understand what the possibility would be. So he says, the word is umaltimus. It says that there's a mitzvah of cutting off erlosoi, and so you want the full word erlosoi, not just part of the word. Now, there it just says erlas or erlo, doesn't say erlosoi. So Amalei Mai Shmoch, said, what's your name? He says, Karna. So Rav said to him, Rav realized that this fellow was coming to just test him, which like Mehechadesa, you should be doing such things. So Amalei, hey Rav, it should be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rots in the Tepek like Karna Be'enei. Now, I don't know, that doesn't sound nice, exactly. What he felt was done was improper, and he should be punished for it. Pasha, do you understand what it means? That you got a punishment, and therefore it shouldn't be counted as a demerit on his ledger in Shemayim. Okay, Eile Shmuel should not be counted as a demerit. Let him get a punishment in this world, and he shouldn't get a demerit in Shemayim. Eile Shmuel Lebeite. So Shmuel brought him into his house. So Shmuel realized that he was sick, so he felt that the correct way to heal him was. So Ochle Nahamid Asari gave him barley bread, Vikasa Taharsino. He gave him these little types of fish, which are cooked in a certain way. Vashke shikra, he gave him beer to drink. Lachule basic, he didn't show where the basic kise was. So that would, you know, his stomach is all erupting over there, and he doesn't know where the basic kise is. He had to go looking for the basic kise, so it would take longer. So before it came out, it would clean him out. Kehechadulishtalshul, that he ordered that he should cause him to clear out. And he felt that was the refuah. But the more says, Lyat Rav didn't know why he was doing this. Lyat Rav gave him a klol of Omer Mandim and Siron, Lukmile Boni. He should not have any sons. And that was true that Shmuel only had daughters and no sons. Okay. Let's hold the more here.